Tonight's shir simin kuf pei beis seif beis. Kois birchas amazon eino ela shal yain. When we take a glass to bench on, it's wine. Velo mishar mashkim, not other drinks. Afilu kava sudos alim, even though you drank these other beverages during the meal, they are not suitable for birchas amazon. Ve'im ein yain matsui ba'osim makom, but let's say wine is not available. It's not common to find wine in that place. And beer or other drinks are the common beverage. You can use that for birchas hamazon. With the exception of water. Water is never going to be acceptable to bench on as a kois, so bracha, even if that is the common drink. The Ramah says, u'mashanagim v'dinos elu, the common practice in our land, the varech al hashechar, to bench using a glass of beer, einlim chayis, we will not protest. The yesh oimen de eino ton kos kal. Because first of all, there are those who say you don't need a kos to begin with for benching. Va'od, and in addition, the ikar chamamidin hushechar, the actual most commonly drank beverage is beer. V'koyven esud alav, and that's what we drink during the meals. V'yavol gav de yayin nimse be'ir, and even if there is wine available in the city. When it comes to benching, we don't consider it matsui. We don't consider it as being present. Because it's so expensive. And you can't afford to get wine, to purchase wine for every meal to use it for benching. However, that having said that, the best way to do the mitzvah is to use wine for benching. V'yesh medaktikin. Some are particular and careful. When they bench themselves with a glass of wine, they won't hold the glass in their hand. Rather, they place it on the table in front of them. And this is a proper conduct according to Kabbalah. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Hei. The Mechaber begins that the Kaisel Bracha should be wine and no other drink, below Mishar Mashkim, Kamalinian Kiddush, Ravdallah, the same as Kiddush and Avdallah, the Enu Al Shar Mashkin, the Kuli Alma, Bemakum Lahavi, Chamamidina. Everyone agrees you cannot use other beverages if it's not Chamamidina for Kiddush and Avdallah, so you can't use it for benching either. Sifkan Vav, Afilu Kavasuda, so even though this is the beverage at your meal. What's Allah meaning to say? Shetocha Sa'uda Samach al Mashkezo. During the meal, he relied on this drink. Vahaya Ikushtiya Samahem. And this is what he drank. This is the main drink at the table. Afilahachi Ainze Mechashev Osam Levarach al Embechsmasen. Even so, that doesn't make it important enough to use for benching. Kivin de Ain Ancheha Ir Regil Nishtoso Tom in Makamazet. Because this is not what the people of the city typically drink in this place. So just the fact that you used it for the drink at your table doesn't elevate it to chamamidina. Sifkatan zayin, if you don't have wine, ein yain matsui, the wine is not commonly found. So then we look at the chamamidina. Vafilu nimsa yain be'ir el she'inu matsui habe, and even if there is wine available in the city, but it's not very available. Ubnezeh ikar shtiyas b'nei ha'ir hu shecha usha mashkan, and therefore, most of what the people drink is beer and other beverages. We would be lenient to use beer for benching. If you look in the Bach, he writes, even though in such a place when the wine is expensive, you're not obligated to go and get wine and buy it from the storekeeper. But if he does have wine in his house already, he doesn't have to go buy, and he should use the wine for benching and not another beverage. Sifkan Ches, if wine is not available, but osam makom in that place, that means in the entire city, it's not easy to get a hold of wine. Even though there may be in other cities in this country, there is wine available, plenty of wine. That doesn't help me. In my city, they don't have wine available, so you go back to looking for chamamidina. Sifkan Tes, mevarchin alehen. If you don't have wine available in that city, so then you could use beer or any other drink that is called chamar medina, and you'll bench on that. Let's say he has two beverages to choose from. He has beer, he has med, or something like that. The echanen chavalov, and he prefers one, he likes one. Yivarach al osu hamin shuchav olav. He should take for benching the specific type that he likes. V'kolshkein imetchila kodim esamazin shasim menu v'nechav chavivuso. And especially if, before benching during the meal, he drank from one of these two types because he likes it so much, v'vadim ehanachan levarach gamkin olav, so then certainly he should bench on the same type of drink, v'lo amashka ha'acher, not on the other type. We don't want that your table is full and the table of your master is empty, which is a concept that the Gemara brings. And the concept here is that if you take it for your own enjoyment, then when it comes for the bracha on benching, take the one you enjoy. Don't take the one you don't enjoy. That you only take the one you enjoy for your own geschmack. But when it's for a mitzvah, I'll take the other one, the inferior quality. That's not derech eretz. If this is the one you enjoy, then certainly you should use the one you enjoy for benching too. Now again, using the beverages other than wine has a prerequisite. It has to be chama medina. This is a beverage that is commonly drank in that place. But if it's something which is only used to drink on occasion, even though intrinsically it may be more valuable, that does not make it chama medina. Similar to other drinks, like apple cider or pomegranate wine. These things, I think what he's saying is the apple cider and the pomegranate, these are choshev things. They're expensive things. And people don't drink them all the time. So even though they're choshev and expensive, it's not chama medina. These are specialty items for them. These are specialty items, and it's expensive. That doesn't make a chama medina. Chama medina is something that you're drinking all the time. Sifkat yud chutz min hamayim, with the exception of water. Afal pi shirov shtiyos en mayim, even if everyone's drinking water, that's the majority of what people drink is water. Ein levarchan alav, you cannot use it for benching, because nachama medina. V'hoadin kvas u'mei borsh, the same is true with kvas and mei borsh. So these are various drinks that one kvas was a Russian drink, borscht. Do we know what borscht is? With beet juice or cooked beets, the liquid from that, the broth. Afal pi shirov shtiyas hahamonim, even though most of the people drink this, that's what they drink. Afilu hachilu chashiv yosimayim, they're not more significant than water. V'tshibir, efshir deyesh lo hachil b'shas lechak, kishirov hamonim shosimayim. Now, if most people drink tshibir, he says in the notes, that means table beer. So this drink tshibir, maybe b'shas lechak, when everyone drinks it, that could be considered chamadina. Look at Reish Sadivov, Mishnah Berurah Sekhan Yud discussed it there too. This is again not just benching, it's again Kiddush and Havdalah as well. So the notes on the side point out that when it comes to Havdalah on Kvas and Borscht, one should not make Havdalah on them, even B'Shas HaDachak, even though people drink them, it's like water. And this doesn't count as chamadina. Other juices that are mostly water, so quotes the Gus Moshe, that they're not chama medina. That's not chama medina. You might drink it because you're thirsty, but you don't drink it because it's chashev. And he quotes from Zalman Orbach, and Yoshev also said that these juice drinks are like water, that ikar is water, it's majority water, and therefore it's not considered chama medina. When it comes to orange juice and grapefruit juice, Chazanish held that maybe that is chama medina, but he didn't want to rely on this halacha l'maisa. But B'Yoshev said, these are choshev, it is chama medina, and the fact that not everyone drinks them doesn't mean it's not special and important, and he says it would be chazir chama medina. Tea is a shayla, the rapposi, it's not chama medina. He quotes Ksas HaShulchan, Chaim Kanievsky, that it may be a little better than kvas, but lamaisa, it's basically flavored water, and it's not chama medina. He brings a gusmaisha, and maisha also chadchila not to use tea for kiddush or havdalah, and it's more something you drink, not because it's special, but because you're thirsty. And as far as coffee goes, Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, if it's hot, it's still considered chama medina. And it makes no difference if it's instant coffee or brewed coffee, or doesn't make a difference. So it would seem like this. the problem is, how do you define chama medina precisely? It can't be water. It's got to be a beverage that's commonly drank, but it has to be something you drink not only because you're thirsty. It's something you drink because you enjoy to drink it. That's clearly what's coming through here. Something you drink to quench your thirst is the equivalent of water, and that's not chama medina. Chama medina is something, you don't have to be thirsty. I can offer you a cup of orange juice even if you're not thirsty. People will drink a cup of orange juice not because they're thirsty. It's like eating an orange, have a cup of orange juice. That is a chashivas. And if tea or coffee wouldn't be mostly water, so then you could say it's the same thing there. The problem is, because it's mostly water, now you get the shayla, what is it? Is it flavored water or is it its own beverage? Mishdebura sifkan yin alaf. Umashin noagin v'chulu. The minig in our place is to use beer without any hesitation. Let's allow me to say, shenoagin l'varachal sheikha afogav di anvatsi beer. They'll use beer for birchas mitzvahs, for benching, even though wine is available. Sifkan yin beiz v'koivin suda alav. If you have chamamidin, like beer, that you kaveh suda on, then you can use it even though wine is available, if the wine is expensive. But something to say, afim lo nachshiv osol chamamidina kol kach, even if you want to say that beer should not be such a chamamidina, because they do have wine available. But anyway, there are those who say that if you're drinking during the meal this beverage, that makes that beverage more chashiv. And you bench on that beverage, even though there is wine. Now the mechaber goes with the view, like the poskim, that the fact that you drank it during the meal doesn't mean anything. But you can incorporate that view over here, shayayin the yerker, because the wine's expensive. The kashla sigur, it's hard to get. And the mele will be mekel, including the view that since I drank this particular drink during the meal, that overrides the wine. You can't get wine for every meal, it's too expensive. When it comes to kiddush havdalah, the implication is that the Ramah agrees you should bedavka use wine. Because wine is available, just it's more expensive. So when it came to Seuda, we're going to say for every time you bench on a kodesh, you're not going to have to use wine, you can use beer. But when it comes to kiddush and havdalah, that would be more strict and say you should use wine if wine's available. Sifkan yodal eknos yayin b'kol suda, though we can't afford to buy wine for every meal to bench on. Avlam yesh lo yayin b'vesa, but if he has wine available in the house, tzarech levarach lav, he should use it for benching. V'm yesh lo yayin b'vesa rak ma'at, letzarech kishon avdala. Let's say he has a little wine that he wants to use for kishon avdala. Then, in tzarech levarach lav, he shouldn't use it for benching. The kishon avdala kol yam aton kais, because kishon avdala, everyone agrees you need a kais. So it's more strict than benching, which not everyone holds in the case. Sifkan tesvav shlola achos. Tomo goes on to say that the medaktegim, when they bench by themselves with a kais, they leave it on the table without holding it. The medaktegim shavarchem al kais. These people who are careful to bench on a kais, who latsesi deidei rishonish b'sifalv. They're coming to be yoytz to the shita, the first sheet in sifalv. The gam biyachetan kais. The mechaber said the first sheet, that even when you're alone, you need a kais. But from the Zayir, it's implied that an individual does not make a bracha on a kais. So they do a compromise. They bench on the kais to be used the first sheet in the chaber, but they don't hold the kais. And that way they accommodate the Zayir as well. Because even those who say you need a cup, the cup is there on the table. And holding the kos is a mitzvah and a mufcha according to everybody. This is a big chiddush. He's saying holding the kos is a mitzvah and a mufcha. It sounds like, even in a case when I'm a chuyif to hold the kos, if I didn't hold the kos, it's good enough. Like by the Pesach Seder, how much are we holding the kos? There are certain parts pick up the kos, hold the kos. L'chari, even if you didn't hold the kos, it's as if you held the kais. As long as it's sitting on the table in front of you, it's l'chadchila, min a mufcha to hold the kais. If you didn't hold the kais for halal, we're not going to say halal again. So the kais was right there. They weren't holding it. They'll pick it up for the Rabbi Agafim. So l'chayra, that's also called, the kais is with you. Mishdebura sifkan tezayin, v'nachan min egzevachulu, and this is a proper conduct according to Kabbalah, to leave the cup on the table without picking it up. But so let me just say, that which you don't hold it in their hand. Like we said before, Ukayoim, today, Minigo Oilam, the Minigo among everyone is, She'em Barakos Klav Yachid, that we do not bench on a kais when you're alone, even with this eitz of leaving it on the table without picking it up. L'maisa, we don't do it. We don't do that when we're benching by ourselves. We don't bench on the kais.